it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now, Mike Brohard from CSURams.com and RamWire Insider. Mike, I was sure hopeful we were going to be getting set to preview a huge basketball game for Colorado State and Alabama. But obviously, with COVID, we're not out of the woods with that stuff just yet, and we're not able to get there.
No, it's just it's still kind of a sad reminder that this is where we are. You know, CSU really, I mean, coming up, you know, getting ranked, two big games in front of them. Fans were excited about them. They were excited to play those games. You know, team gets hit with a little bit of a COVID issue. And, you know, the same thing happened to the women's basketball team. So it's a reminder that, you know, we're not quite out of the woods with all of this yet.
Mike, how much can you tell us? More precautionary for Colorado State? Are we potentially looking at more games? Or what does that look like, at least at this point? Or what can you give us?
Right now, I think they're taking everything day by day. I think they're still, both teams are very hopeful that they're going to play their conference openers, that it's not going to linger on that long. So I think they both open up. I know the women open up the 28th at home. That's supposed to be our next home event at CSU. And I know they're very hopeful that they're going to be able to play that game.
Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. On the men's side of it for Colorado State, they didn't play, but they did move up a couple of spots. I mean, you know, it's a lot of negatives we've talked about throughout the weekend as far as the COVID situation goes for CSU. But if you don't have to play and you can move up a couple of spots, I think you'll take that.
Yeah, I think they'd take that, but I think they would rather play the games, obviously. They were both good contests for them, and you don't really want this long a layoff before you go into conference play. You're talking basically almost 2 weeks off because, you know, they were going to play. They were going to play tonight and then be off until conference started. That's a week. Now they're virtually – it's been since last Saturday or the Saturday before they played. So that's a long break to kind of take off and, you know, and get your legs – you know, back in game. You've got to get back into game shape, I guess, a little bit, and wear some, you know, work some of that rust off.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mike, how much do you know about this? I've just seen this on Twitter. Some of the fans that were set to go watch CSU play Alabama. Do you know? Now, obviously, Alabama got a different game in. Do you know if Rams fans are getting those that ticket refunded, or have you heard anything on that side of it? Because I know there was a lot of Rams fans wondering and perhaps getting ready to be upset.
I haven't heard of what's going on. So, like, if they bought them through Alabama or got them through the arena in Birmingham and they're putting on another game, those tickets would probably be good for that, and they might not switch them. I don't know. I haven't checked in on that. I'm sure if they got them through CSU.com, they'll be able to exchange those tickets for other games.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see how that one unfolds. Colorado State, of course, 10-0. We're looking at Mountain West Conference play. What do you make of the conference so far, Mike? Wyoming's 9-1. You got Fresno State 9-2. San Diego State 7-3. I wanted to kind of gauge your thoughts overall at this conference as we're approaching here, and you know the Rams, they're going to have that big target on their back.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting conference, and I still don't think anybody should discount what, you know, San Diego State's going to do. They're always there. I know there's been some questions about maybe the strength of schedule that Wyoming's played, but the interesting thing about conference play is all the time is there are some new faces on a lot of these teams. So there's something to get used to, but again, you get back to it where these teams know each other really well, what they want to do, what they're good at. CSU isn't going to surprise a ton of people because, I mean, really, if you think about it, they bring everybody back virtually from last year's team. The conference knows what they want to do and how they're going to want to try and stop it. So these games get to have that more of a familiar feel, especially the second round when you go back through this on the back end. That familiarity, I think, tightens some things up in a lot of instances.
Yeah, well, I think that's going to be a lot of fun to see how this conference kind of plays out. And, of course, the Rams going at it against New Mexico coming up on, the 28th. That's where we are next. So we'll keep our eyes out. Mike, what are you working on for us the next couple of days that we can check out at CSURams.com?
To be honest with you, I'm working on four fingers of good stuff and watching two bowl games today.
Hey.
So I'm taking a couple days off.
Okay, good.
I worked a little bit this morning, worked yesterday, but, you know, tis the season for, you know, bowl season. So, yeah, I've got the Wyoming game on right now, and San Diego State plays right after that. So I love watching bowl games. I love watching all the bowl games. And it's a good reason to just sit here and really, like I said, pour four fingers of something you really enjoy and kind of enjoy the day.
Hey, I love it, man, Mike. And we're saying this, so we do appreciate your insight on this program. I'm off next week, and, you know, it just kind of got me thinking. I sure appreciate all of our insiders that jump on the program and really give us that insight that we're not able to get on a daily basis. So from all of our listeners out there, dude, we just appreciate you giving us time each and every week to talk all things Colorado State.
No, it's great. I appreciate you showing interest in Colorado State and letting me talk about the good things that are happening there, the athletes that we have, the coaches that we have, and kind of spread the word of what CSU is about athletically.
Boy, and it's an exciting time, too, isn't it, with all things Colorado State? I mean, it's so many fans are so pumped right now and excited about this all these programs.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to feel really good about right now. I mean, obviously the basketball teams are doing really well. You know, the football vibe is completely different right now. You know, you look at some of the other sports, you know, we're really good at track, and we will be again. And the cross-country team is coming up, placing 17th nationally, and they've done it with a couple Colorado kids. And swim team's 13-0. You know, tennis team's got a doubles team ranked higher than one's ever been in program history. So there is a lot to be excited about at Colorado State, really across the board.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You do a great job, and we love following you along at CSURams.com and with Rams Wire. Mike, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I will talk to you, I guess, in the new year. So we'll get at it again in 2022.
That sounds great, and I wish you, your family, and all your listeners a Merry Christmas.
All right, my friend. That's Mike Brohard from CSURams.com. Appreciate him and RamWire. Check out his stuff. He's been doing this for a long time. He's been writing about Colorado State for a long time, so we do appreciate him taking the time to be with us. We appreciate the Hooligans, too. 46 minutes after the hour, short break, and we're going to wrap up the show on the other side. Power to Play Sports poll question. Are you excited for Drew Locke to start this weekend against the Raiders, or are you kind of over all of it? Over Drew Locke, over the Broncos? Count me in. I am all in on Drew Locke starting and maybe bringing some excitement to this offense. We'll be right back.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.